Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Open your Bibles with me, if you will. To the book of Romans, chapter 1. I want to talk to you this morning about covenant reality. Covenant reality. Covenant reality. It's imperative that we know that the covenant that we have with the Lord is a reality. It's not something we just merely give mental consent to, which I think is a danger and a problem for some who haven't experienced the results of what they believe God for. And it's never an issue on God's part. It's always, if there is an issue, it's always an issue on our part. With covenant reality, one of the things we must learn is cultivation. How God will cultivate the covenant. There's a cultivation involved in it. You understand what I mean? A cultivating is something that must be cultivated. Let me start by talking about the seed. Now, I went and got this all off online. I wanted to look up, actually, what happens to a seed when it's sown, when it's planted. And it's interesting, you know, you can look it up too. What actually happens to a seed when it's planted under the soil. We've talked about this before, how many people think they've been buried. They're buried under a bunch of stuff. But no, in actuality, what you've been planted. Now, while the seed has not been planted, it has an outer shell that protects all the nutrient, all the embryo that's on the inside of it. You know, the seed is in the barn or the seed is in your hand. The seed is somewhere it's not been planted. It has an outer shell. But one of the things that I noticed in this teaching on the seed is that when the seed is planted, that outer shell has to be broken. That outer you, that you that has kind of got you where you are thus far. You know, that's protected you, that one that's been streetwise. The one that got, you know, like Jacob got where he got by being a trickster and all that. But when God dealt with him, that had to be broken. There's a part, if we're truly going to be planted, there's a death. Jesus said it this way, except the corn of wheat fall in the ground and die. What is that dies? That outer shell. That outer shell has to be broken. And before that's broken, you are very limited to the natural realm. You can be saved, but limited to the natural realm. And there are certain battles that we have that we must overcome if covenant is truly going to be our reality and not just mental consent. When we hear the word, we give mental consent. I hear people say, amen. You know, whatever the response is, that's mental consent. The word must go further than that and become a reality to us. Now, sometimes the reason some of the word is not a reality in a person's life is that the seed hasn't been planted deep enough. Hello? It got quiet on that one, but let me say it again. Sometimes the seed hadn't been planted deep enough. Sometimes, you know, when the sower went out to sow, some seed fell by the wayside, right? And had no earth, and so the fowl came and devoured it. Some seed fell among stony ground, right? And it didn't have, and so it didn't have much ground to grow up in. Some seed fell, among the thorns. And the thorns are the cares of life. And the thorns will choke the word. And many are battling with that right now. The cares of this life, stuff that's going on in your life, is trying to choke the word so it doesn't become covenant reality. You understand? What God has done, he's done already. God doesn't have to go out and do something for you. Tell somebody it's a finished work. But that finished work must become reality to me. It has to become a reality on the inside. There's where the struggle is. The kingdom is within. Many are looking for the kingdom. Somewhere they're praying to God. Somewhere way out there. But no, the kingdom is within you. So there's a cultivation. One of the struggles that people have, let me start with this. I'll give you three things first. One of the things that many struggle with is the word I'm going to use, the word condemnation. And the devil is a real magician. He's really a good accuser at bringing condemnation, condemning you. And if he doesn't do it himself directly, he'll try to use people to condemn you. You know, make you feel condemned. Huh? He can't get you back into the world. Amen. Can't get you to lie or steal or cheat. So he tries to bring condemnation. Amen. Romans 8:1. Let's get that up on the screen real quick so people can see it. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Tell somebody, I'm free. From the law of sin and death. But now there's an internal battle going on because that covenant has to become a reality in your spirit. We read it, you may believe it, you give mental consent to it, but it must go deep enough into you to where it becomes your reality. It takes you over. Amen? So, condemnation. The second thing, if you're battling with something, it may be sickness, you know, whatever it is, relational, it may be a spiritual battle. There's a challenge to be sympathetic with the symptoms. When a person is sympathetic with symptoms all the time, it's due to the fact that the image of the covenant reality is not established in them yet. So they sympathize with the symptoms. They embrace the symptoms rather than the covenant reality. See, there's two realms. There's that spiritual realm, and then there's the sense realm. If the covenant reality is not established in your spirit man, you'll gravitate to the sense realm. That's where condemnation, accusation, you know, sympathy with symptoms. When in reality, God says, by my stripes, you are healed. Tell somebody, that's all-encompassing. He didn't say from just some things. He took stripes for everything. Stuff we can't name. Stuff doctors can't identify. Stuff doctors don't know nothing about. Jesus said, I healed you from that too. Amen. When it don't make any sense, God says, I still healed you from that. When you never figure out how you got through it or how you got over it or how you got delivered from it, God says, I already freed you from that. Stuff we don't understand, stuff that's too big for us. God says, I've already done that. But see, there's a sympathy with symptoms. Why? The inner image is of the problem and not the covenant. This is a battle. You can feel pain. Let me tell you something. Lord showed me this the other day. First time I ever saw it like this. He said, you know, delay and denial feel just alike. Delay and deny, they feel the same. So you can start thinking that God has denied you. When he says, no, it's just a delay. I'm preparing you for what I've prepared for you. But they feel just alike. How many know we need discernment in this day and time? So when the proper image is established in my spirit man, I may have to remind myself often, this is just a delay, not a denial, because they feel the same. And when God ain't talking to you a whole lot, and the delay is on, and God is working on you, this is where that image has to become a reality. Otherwise, you'll give up before the time. Tell somebody, don't give up. It ain't over till God says it's over. You got to understand something. Sometimes pain comes. People feel pain and want to give up. Sometimes disappointment meets you along the pathway. Sometimes distraction. Sometimes you lose some stuff. That ain't no time to give up. That ain't no time to say God ain't for you. No, God is for you. And guess what? He ain't never lost a battle.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.